ain't even mean to call that hoe. I ain't even mean to call that bitch. 7 carats on a dog, got a choke. Girl, you dealing with a dog ass nigga. Make a wife serve all this shit. 7 birds on a call ID. Still tryna fuck all your friends. Still tryna fuck all your freaks. I ain't even mean to call that hoe. I ain't even mean to call that bitch. 7 carats on a dog, got a choke. Girl, you dealing with a dog ass nigga. Make a wife serve all this shit. 7 birds on a call ID. Still tryna fuck all your friends. Still tryna fuck all your freaks. Yeah, I'm tryna fuck.
I got hella problems on my own.
Yeah, I'm tryna fuck.
Best friend wanna know when I'm alone.
Yeah, I'm tryna fuck.
To keep y'all both sprung, I need a clone.
What's up, everybody? Robin E here checking in on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk. And as always, I appreciate you for tuning in. Make sure you are subscribed to Pillow Talk Podcast, streaming on all major platforms, including iHeartRadio. Every Tuesday, you can catch the hottest episode as well as The Rotation, which is a new lineup of all of the hottest artists around. So if you're trying to get some exposure and you want your music played on iHeart, I definitely suggest that you inbox your girl so I can put you in the rotation. Today, bringing y'all another bomb ass live interview. I love the interviews, y'all. Definitely appreciate everyone that comes on the show that wants to be on. They're always lit and people love to talk, period. I love it. I love to see it. Coop Cortez came out, okay? One of Chicago's hottest artists on the scene right now, and he brought his beautiful girlfriend with him, and we chopped it up. He really was dropping some gems, and I really just love his whole ideology about creating a team, having a group of people, and really making shit come to life. That is how you evolve. That is how you expand. That's how you grow, period. You can do a lot alone, but you can do more with a team. So, of course, we got into his music, his inspirations, some of the merchandise he's dropping, and what we can expect from him the rest of the year. So I was super excited to have him on here. Super, super, super dope guy. Really appreciate him for coming up. And Chicago is always in the building. Keep listening. New episode dropping right now. Oh yeah, we official. We official like a whistle.
Fall was coming. Shit, it's supposed to be like 85 or something like that tomorrow.
Right.
I'm tired of this. I ain't gonna lie. I mean, summer was cool.
Yeah, it's just over now.
But it was though. It was hot. Yeah.
For sure.
I'm ready. Right. Throwing my layers and shit. I ain't got time for that. I'm tired of sweating. I'm tired of that. No, I'll be the first one crying when that snow hits. Let me shut up. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll be trying to share it. I mean, like a million groups on Facebook. They all finna see this. And just share it to Twitter real quick. What's good, everybody? Robin E here, back on a brand new episode of Pillow Talk, and I am so excited. Okay, we got the guests in the building now. Y'all know black folk, we a little late. That's all right. That's all right. We here though. We here though. Okay. Shout out to Coop Cortez in the building.
What up, Pillow Talk? How y'all living?
Thank you for coming. I appreciate you.
Of course. Thank you for having me. You know.
Of course. You in whole costume mode right now. You got the dig on. Period.
Oh, yeah, shit, man. No face, no case. You already know.
Okay, period. Well, I do have his IG scrolling on the bottom screen, so make sure you guys check him out throughout the show today as well, because he got a lot of fire shit on his page. I love your Instagram page, mm-hmm. by the way.
Thank you. What you like about it?
I just like
aesthetic.
I like the aesthetic. I like the different pictures that you put, just some random shit. Then you posted up something about you had this, I think you said dispensary or something, talking about I smoke better.
Oh yeah.
I was dead. I was like, so you telling, you saying that you smoke better than what you had grabbed there?
Yeah, shit was some bogus. We was in Cali. That shit was bogus.
Wow.
That be finessing, man. All this Cali weed be finesse.
It's the honesty for me. Period. It's the honesty for me. Everybody want to hype up Cali weed. I ain't
yeah.
No, but I appreciate you for coming. So you are from the city, Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I'm yeah. from, no, I was born in Chicago. And I did go to, I graduated high school in Dallas, Texas. So
okay.
I'm sorry, Fort Worth, Texas. You know, shout out to Funk, Funky Town, Texas. So I got a lot of ties down there, the DFW area, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my niggas down there. Shout out my nigga Tim, I'm my nigga Core Dog, you know what I'm saying? So, but I'm back in the city. I've been back in the Chi since I started college. I did my freshman year here, so, you know, I'm back in the Chi. I've been here for like 8 years, so.
Nice. What college you went to?
I bounced around. I was at Joliet, I was at Loyola, and then I did some city colleges as well,
okay,
so.
Loyola, okay. They ain't cut me when I tried to go there, so. Okay.
That's all right. That's all right.
No, that's what's up though. What's your favorite thing about Fort? You said
Fort Worth, Texas. Okay. Yeah. What's my favorite thing? Shit, just the whole culture. Like, you know, niggas be grilled up. Like little babies be grilled up all the way. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got 20-inch rims, hydraulics, all that shit. So it's just like, you know, I fuck with all that. You know?
Yes. I never been.
Yeah, you gotta go down there. Go to Dallas. Dallas lit. They got decent scenes, you know what I'm saying? Decent strips and shit like that. You could hit bar scene, club scene and shit. So.
Turn up.
And all the strip clubs. All the strip clubs in Texas too. So
okay. They be saying though that's where it's at. I heard strip clubs and Sunday nights is what's
lit. Shit. The whole weekend be lit.
You know?
Yeah.
No, I like that though. So you done came up here back to the city doing your thing.
Yeah.
Now growing up for you. I seen a story somebody else did on you, and you stated how you couldn't really listen to like music like that. You had to like sneak and listen to music.
Yeah, like gangster rap and shit like that. Hell yeah. I grew up in a Christian household, so to speak. But yeah, I mean, I had to, you know what I'm saying? I had to sneak and bump all that hard shit. But, you know what I'm saying? My mama used to listen to that shit around us anyway, so I don't get where the confusion was. Like,
where was the
difference? Right. It's just like without her supervision, we couldn't hear it or some shit, but I didn't. That's just what it was.
It'd be like that, though. You're going to hear it one way or another.
But,
right. But I like that. I've seen that you stated, because he's an artist, I don't know if you guys knew that he's an artist, but you listened to a lot of Bow Wow initially.
Yeah, that was the first album I owned. Lil Bow Wow album. So the first album I actually bought with my own bread was that Beware a Dog album.
Yes. Yeah, so. You got one favorite song off that? One favorite. That was that heat. I'm just
done. Shit, I don't know. I was a dumbass little kid. Like, I didn't even like the album, but it is what I bought. Like, you know.
Yeah.
I was really into like Hove at that time. Like Jay-Z was my favorite rapper when I was a kid. So.
No.
You know what I'm saying? I just couldn't like go in there and buy that album. I was like, nah, you gotta get something kid friendly.
Fact. No, facts. I feel that.
Yeah.
You never wanted to do nothing else besides music growing up? Or was that always like a passion for you?
I mean shit, everybody, yeah, like I'm different because like, yeah, for real, I did always been a rapper. Like I don't even consider like wanted to be or like it was just I was just in that space like the whole time from you know. So like yeah, I always been an artist to some of the, I would rather say that I always been an artist,
Okay, I fuck with it. You know, sometimes people, you know, be lawyers or they did something else and kind of like tap back into their writing and then they got into the artistry. So I always
wanted to. No, not me. A lot of niggas, they not really artists or rappers. They just, you know, they might have seen, you know, some time it might be right or something. So they might hop in for a summer or they might do some shit like that.
But
they might know a nigga with a studio, stay in their building and tried it out.
Facts.
So it's just like, you know. Yeah.
Basically,
it was a time
where, not really about that shit.
Yeah, it was a time where I give you a whole rant on that, but it's like, it is what it is. Cause it's like them niggas, cause of what it is, the whole if I were to give you a rant on that, I'm like them niggas not real rappers and shit. So it's nothing to even focus on. Like, you know, we'll just be giving them we'll be actually adding rap content to niggas who not rap rappers. You know what I'm saying? They don't even deserve that content. Like,
No, I feel that, though. A lot of niggas talk about shit and don't really be saying nothing. So, I feel that. So, what age was it for you then when you really just started writing or just took that step?
I always been writing. I wrote my first raps and shit in, like, first grade.
Okay. Yes.
Oh, yeah. I always been writing. I put my first mixtape out in ninth grade. So this is around like 2010. And shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I always been into it. But then I say shit got serious like 2013. You know what I mean? That's when I was doing like festivals and shit like that. Ooh. Getting niggas to host my mixtapes, like, you know what I'm saying? Like the best hosting DJs in the city, like getting them to host my mixtapes and shit. So by 2013, we started getting serious.
Nice. You had DJs hosting your shit. That's lit.
Hell yeah. That was the way to go when the mixtape era was out. Right. Like you had to find a nigga, like, because he had to like help promote it for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like,
you don't have no favorite mixtape?
That I did? Or just period?
Yeah, just period.
Shit. Hell yeah. no, shit. I mean, it got to be a Wayne one. A Lil Wayne one. So probably Dedication 3. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, probably Dedication 3. Fuck it.
Wayne had that shit. He had the mixtapes. Gucci had some nice mixtapes too, though.
Yeah, I mean, the honorable mentions for me, though, would be niggas like Wiz Khalifa, Cushion Orange Juice, yeah. Like Mac Miller, Faces. You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, Wale. Yeah. All them niggas, when they came up, like, that was a good era in mixtapes. They call that the, what did they call it? The blog era. Mm. Because that's when, like, Rap Radar and XXL, World Star, Two Dope Boys, all them blogs got real popular. Like, blogging Big Sean, Wale, Mac Miller, and all them. So, that was a cool era. I fucked with that.
Yes, absolutely. Shout out to Wayne. And shout out to Wiz Khalifa. I ain't gonna lie. That definitely was one of the main reasons I got on the weed.
That's the reason everybody starts
smoking. He mesmerized me with that shit. Wiz Khalifa had his back then, for, oh, sure. For sure. That was one of my favorite artists.
That was my nigga. That's still my nigga.
He been tweaking a little bit, though. But no, I fuck with that, definitely. I like that you said that shit. That's dope. So do you freestyle at all? Do you like freestyling, or you just strictly write all your shit?
Yeah, like, shit, it depends, shit. Like, some record, like, if I hear it in the studio, you know what I'm saying? Like, some shit is just easy to write to, like, you know what I'm saying? You automatically get the cadence, you automatically feel, like, a concept. So I could just write, that's a freestyle, easy to write to, meaning, like, I don't even got to write it. Like, I could just bounce with it. Mm-hmm. And some shit just be a little bit deeper, you know, it might be a little bit more personal. It might be where you got to put the thoughts down to even keep them in order type shit, like... Mm-hmm. Especially if, like, you retelling the time or something like that, and you trying to, like, tap into the time in your head and shit like that. Like, you might have to put that down just to even stay in order. Like, you know what I mean? So.
Okay, man. I'm intrigued. Writing a song seemed hard as fuck to me. Like, that shit seemed hard as hell to me.
Yeah, it's pretty easy for me. Yeah.
So, what? Do you have, like, a thought or something that inspires you, and then you'll just get to writing some shit? Like, what is the creative process like?
Shit, every beat is like it needs something. So it's like when I'm listening, I just listen for like I've said the term like shit, you gotta like make love with the beat, right? So like what rhythm is the beat or what tempo is it missing? And like come in there and just add that. Or like sometimes the beat is trying to say something and it just need words. Like so usually it just I just hear the beat and the beat just rather quickly tells me where to go. And it's about like learning, like being in the open space when you hear the beats too. Like just that's mentally, right? Some niggas like you just gotta be able to tap into these spaces. Some niggas like if you in a trap all day, it's really hard to like write anything. You're not just being inspired by anything, right? So it's just like that's cool, you can be in a trap, but at least when you the beat should take you out of this place. You know what I mean? The beat should like let you tap into these other experiences and shit. So that's just kind of where I do. I just hear the beat for real, see what it needs, see what it's trying to say. And then I give it that.
Okay, you're getting real intellectual with it. You breaking it down right now. Breaking it down. So how would you describe your sound, your style?
Shit, I think my style kind of raunchy. Like, there's a lot of things in my writing that's touchy, or maybe that's not, like, politically correct. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So it's like, yeah, it's very raunchy shit, you know? I take like a deep ass beat and talk about having a threesome very detailed on that hoe. So it's just like, but it's all beautiful. So it's like this like raunchy, gritty, just, okay. You could tell it's still like this, a piece of art, you know? Mm. It's kind of like, it's like the piece of art that everybody is afraid to paint. You know, that's kind of what I go for when I do this shit. So, yeah, it's always going to be, like, a little raunchy, like, a little, like, you know, well, when you think about a painting, you know, it might be a little bit of nudity on there. It might be just an image that's, it might be some imagery that's just kind of vulgar or just thought-provoking, you know what I mean? Yeah. I try to do the same in music, so.
Nice. Raunchy. That that raunchy shit.
It all comes together for like a beautiful piece, you know what I'm saying?
I like that. You seem very artistic.
Hell yeah.
You do seem very artistic though.
Hell yeah.
I like that you're very detailed, like with expressing your sound and your creative process. That's dope.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hell yeah.
That reflects in your music. That's why the quality is so high.
Hell yeah. Trying to put that shit out. Trying to get the streets that shit. You know what I'm saying? I think we succeed.
No, I like that for real. I really do like that. So what do you feel like your music is giving the music scene right now that it's missing? Do you feel like?
Shit, I'm trying to be different on every record. I'm trying to be different from my last record and myself on every record. So, yet alone being different from, like, what niggas doing and what's hot. But, like, in Chicago specifically, I feel like the space that I take up is, like, because, well, some scenes and some people look at it as, like, you know, am I, like, hitting the underground scene hard? Am I that type of artist? But it's, like, I think what they asked that, but then they like, man, you on radio and you fuck with, you down there, Power 92 and this shit. So what it really is just like, I'm really in a corner by myself right now with all the up and coming Chicago niggas, because like, I'm the only nigga spitting the type of shit I'm spitting in the whole sound. So it's like, and I'm just a student of hip hop too. So like, it's more like traditional radio sound when I give a radio single or something like that. But, like, you know what I'm saying, the content, the concept and shit is still, it's still that picture with those raunchy, vulgar images. So, like, nobody else doing that, you know what I'm saying? And just, and that's crazy because over the last couple of years, I just stepped away from the radio scene and, like, not been trying to make shit for that. And I feel like everything just in its prime for me. So, like, even when I'm not trying to do that, I'm still, like, the records I'm making appeal to that, or, you know what I mean? So, mm-hmm. I think, like, mainly the space I'm occupying is just, damn, he that different nigga, like, you know what I'm saying? So, that sound, you know, cliche, but that's, you know, not in this era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
Okay. No, I fuck with that.
Hell yeah.
I fuck with that. Because I feel like, you know, right now, music, especially talking about Midwest, everybody's so involved with the drill shit, and everybody's not looking at all the different genres that's out there, but you're not a drill artist. Mm. Definitely not.
Nah, that's a lot of drill content in my shit. Mm-hmm. But, like, I'm not a drill artist. Yeah. But, yeah. Nah, yeah, for sure.
Okay. No, I like that. I like that. I like anybody that's different and knows that they're different and is not afraid to say, I'm not what everybody else is.
For sure. Hell yeah. Like, I mean, if you in Chicago, when I say it's drill content, I mean, like, it is some darker undertones, or I might tell a story about a death or a shooting or some of those same topics. Mm-hmm. It's just told in my way. It's not necessarily toned on, like, you know, drill flows and beats or drowned out in auto-tune type shit. Like, it's just totally my way, so. Okay. For sure, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I've been drilling you a little bit. You know, I'm sorry I had to, you know, get that about you. But I want to get into the music, of course, okay? That is a big part of why you're here.
Hell yeah.
So I was getting a chance to just check out some of your older stuff, and I liked Wicker Park.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah, that joint
so
fire.
So that was fire. So how do you feel like, then and then now, because I believe you dropped, is it Demon
Cry? Yeah, yeah.
So how do you feel like from then and now that you've grown, like, as an artist?
Shit, like, everything I do now, like, a home run. So it's okay. Like, I had a lot of filler, like, bars, filler beats, even on, like, an album, filler songs. But, like, now if you listen to my new album, like, everything a home run. Like, all that shit can go on radio. All that shit can be viral song. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all that shit can be the video. Like, you know what I'm saying? So even like, well, we kind of Demon Cry, like, it's just, well, everything a home run, bro. Like, the beat a home run, the cover art a home run, every word, every syllable I say on there a home run. So it's just fire, bro. But really just the precision and being direct. When I say it's a home run, it's like direct. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's no fucking around. Like, this, like, this, when you turn that on, that shit fire. Like, it bang from the beat to all that. Like, it's very directly, like, just a home run, like, you know what I'm saying? It's no bull. It's not playing around at all. No level of the songs playing around. Wicker Park was a good joint because I had my nigga Ace a two-time on there. But, you know what I'm saying? Just the growth. Like I said, every single syllable I say now was a home run. So,
okay.
Hell yeah. That Demon Cry is fire. And shout out my cousin Jug. That's my little cousin. This nigga coming out of Kankakee. He fire. Shout out my nigga Jug. He featured on Demon Cry. So, shout out Reese77. Reese777, I'm sorry, this nigga in Milwaukee, bro, this is my producer. Man, if you don't know Reese, I'm telling you, Reese777, tap in. All that shit y'all asking me about is, bro, he from Milwaukee, bro, tap in.
Okay. Okay. Period. Tap in. Period.
Hell yeah.
Okay. I fuck with that.
Get that shit.
No, I like that. I always just like to ask artists as they put out a lot. You put out a lot of content like over the past couple of years, which is dope.
For sure.
You know, as you grow, do you notice things about yourself that, you know, as you're growing as an artist? Like now you're talking about everything's a home run. You feel like you were unsure of yourself before, or are you more sure of yourself now?
No, I wasn't unsure. I figured out the game. I know how to hit a home run now. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, that's all it is. But even then, like, I mean, some things artists gonna hear over growth. Like, you hear, like pockets and cadences as you want to get in. Like, you hear, like, literally just your voice, what tempo you want to be in on certain songs. So, it's like, where you might have heard a mixtape in 2013 or 14 where, like, a bunch of different cadences is, or just voice tempos, right? But now on the album, it's like when I know what pitch to get in, right? And if it's a sad song, I know what pitch to get in. If it's a hype song, it's like, oh, that's just, you know what I'm saying, straight to it. So those are like the little growth things that, you know, artists do notice through the process.
Facts. I love to see it.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I love to see it.
Love to hear it.
And you've been touring, you've been performing, you know, you've been doing your thing with that. What is like one of the craziest things that's happened like at a show?
At a show?
Like some wild shit. I need the dirt, you feel me?
Damn, it's been some shit out here. Damn. I mean, shit, I'll probably just say just motherfuckers off drugs. Like, you know what I'm saying? I remember one nigga, like, this nigga, like, he kept trying to come on the stage, like, doing motherfucker sets. And like the like when he got by my time, like he got on and like nobody tried to tackle him or nothing, but he was cool. He was just like flailing his arms and shit, and like in the corner of the stage, and he never came towards me or bothered me or nothing. He was just dancing and like shit like that. I just be like, niggas be wilding this bitch, like, you feel me? But nah, I ain't had no crazy, like, and nothing too crazy.
That's wild.
Hell no, other than like promoters and you gotta chase niggas down for your bread and shit like that. But
oh Lord, not you chasing up, damn, niggas ain't paying.
Hell yeah. America, niggas always trying to keep their money.
Anyway, y'all ain't right for none of that shit. I always wondered, like, you ain't ever had no drawers thrown on stage, no bottles thrown at you, nothing like that?
Nah, not yet.
That's some crazy shit I hadn't heard.
Not for me, not yet. I be giving good performances, so it's like, it's more like a be quiet type performance for me instead of like a hype ass one.
Okay. I
you know what I'm saying? I get everybody kind of honed in and like, you know what I'm saying? I'm that type of artist.
Okay.
Phone lighter type man. You know what I'm saying? So,
put your lighters up.
Right. Everybody just be listening to my shit and like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what it is.
You said, I don't do all that rah-rah shit.
It do. Like, I be getting like some, you know, throw shit in the crowd, shit like that. Yeah. And, you know, crowd reaction, especially if it's a joint like I know they like or some shit like that. So.
Okay. Hell no. I was wondering. I just knew he was gonna say.
Nah.
So now we're gonna get into the trivia. Y'all know I love to do the trivia for my people. Shout out to Shay. She said, okay, Texas. I'm late. But shout out to Shay. Appreciate you. Now y'all know I love to do the trivia. Now I hope you weren't peeking over here. You might have been looking.
Yeah, I'm blind, folks.
I think you got it though. You good. I think you got it. I think you good. I seen some things on your page. You seem real knowledgeable about the 90s and everything. So
yeah, okay. That's what we're going with it.
We're gonna get it. First question. Name all the members of TLC.
Chili, T Boz, and Left Eye.
Yes.
Gotta come harder than that. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay, yes.
Gotta come harder than that. I'm not gonna lie. No, I'm just kidding.
Look, he's talking about, I'm just kidding. No, wait a minute. No, they ain't never gonna be crazy. We just gotta test the black card. That's all.
Sure.
What group is Michael Jackson from?
The Jacksons, Jackson 5.
Yes, the Jackson 5.
Jacksons is an appropriate answer too. They got Randy, the little brother came.
But the Jackson 5 is the ones that have the cartoon though. We don't count, but I'm gonna that's correct. That's correct. Next question: what movie did Tupac play a mailman?
Poetic Justice.
Yes. What's his name?
Fuck. Look, I'm gonna be honest, bro. Poetic Justice is actually one of my least favorites.
Now, see how he's trying to make excuses?
No,
like
it really
that?
Is. It really is. It really is.
After I just asked a follow up question.
No, I can't. Do I know it? Nah, I don't know it, bro. If you would have said any other movie straight up, I promise I would have got it. Yeah, I don't know
now
that
see?
One. What is his name on there?
Lucky.
Fuck. It is. Yeah. Yeah.
Lucky.
That
was, fuck. Lucky. Lucky.
Because that's not one of the ones I watched like 1,000 times. You know, that was just one like my mama watching it. I'll step in.
That type is shit. Cool. It's cool with me. It's cool with me. But that was the answer. Next question. First movie Kid and Play were in together.
You tried to give me a trick question here.
Did I?
You did. Class act.
Actually.
Oh, it was House Party.
Yes.
Damn, I thought that was a trick question. I thought you were throwing a trick question, bro. I literally thought that was a trick.
No, but everybody always think that first because of how the movie is. But yeah. House Party actually came out in 90 and Class Act came out in 92.
For real? Mm-hmm. Okay. Bad, bad, bad. Yeah. Fuck. Sorry to the homies. The homies are grilled me on that one. My bad. My bad, bro.
You still doing your shit. Period. You still doing your shit. What was that? Oh, last question. What label was Carl Thomas, Young Jock, and Cassie signed to?
Cassie?
Yeah.
Bad Boy.
Yes! Bad Boy for life. Period. Period. You did your shit.
That was a good question. I ain't gonna lie.
I made you think a little bit.
Hell yeah. That was some good questions.
You trying to read through it. Oh, hold on, man.
Yeah, that kid in Play one got me. I'm like, wow.
No, you did good, though. You did good. Black Heart is safe. It is safe with me.
Ching, ching. Swipe.
Okay. Swipe that bitch. So, besides the music, what else are you up to? Do you have any other business adventures and stuff that you are involved in?
I mean, everybody know I'm affiliated with Cashflow Unity. You know what I'm saying? That is our Cashflow Unity is basically an event and arts, let's say management program. What I do over there is we just brand artists. You know what I mean? We've done a lot of work to just help artists with their following, with their streaming numbers. We book shows, we've thrown events, listening parties. So, everybody know I'm affiliated with Cashflow Unity. That's the gang. So get at us, get at me for any type of shit. Like, we manage artists. Like, y'all see me on tour and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cashflow Unity is who introduced that to me. You know what I mean? So we'll put you on a roll. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you features with whoever you talking about. Like, all that shit. So fuck with Cashflow Unity. That's where I'm at working. I'm in the offices every day in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
where y'all located? Where the headquarters at?
I don't really want to drop the low, but we're on the south side. You know what I'm saying? So if you need business.
Chicagoland?
Yeah, for sure. Chicago, south side Chicago. We near the White Sox Stadium. So if you're in there, you're in the south side. So fuck with us. But yeah, man, we out here. That's what I'm on side some business shit. Other than that, like, shit, just every day trying to link with influencers and other fuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like YouTubers and shit like that. And just putting out content, keeping this shit rolling. Strengthening the YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Strengthening the Instagram. But mainly just shit. Just influencing culture. That's my main job, bro. Just putting some shit on, walking down the street, letting all the little niggas on my block ask where that's from and what's that and shit. Like, that's my real job. So
hey, shit. Sometimes little niggas need that though. They just need somebody to see doing something, I guess I should say.
Just influencing culture. Yeah. Same way Twista and Cam and Hov and them did for us. We was growing up. Like, I remember when I used to see Twista and shopping in the Hunnets and shit like that. And, you know, you'll see him with a pair of boots you ain't seen before or some shit like that. So all that shit just open your eyes and make you just, you're just influencing culture, keeping this shit going. Yeah. So that's my real job.
Okay. Influencer.
Even though I hate that word now, they didn't overuse it and turn it into some nerdy shit. But
but I mean, you know, authentically, that's still what you are.
Right.
I like that. I fuck with that. So what keeps you inspired? What keeps you motivated? How do you just stay, you know, consistent with everything that you're doing?
Shit, honestly, what keep me inspired is like, well, the inspiration gonna always come. What keep me motivated is like, niggas really scared of this shit. Or, like, niggas is really, like, niggas don't know a day of hard work, you feel me? And it's just, like, you know, like, we just coming out of, like, that baby boomer mentality. Niggas got to, like, just work, go clock in and slave at a job. So it's just, like, what keep me motivated is showing niggas, like, look at this other way to do shit, you feel me? Like, you feel me? And I'm on my own time. We built all this shit. We built Cashflow. unity. You know what I'm saying? We built that shit. So it's just like now we over here paying each other off of it. You know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, what motivate me is just like every time, like, you know what I'm saying? My cousins, them like, damn, you feel me? You ain't, or they telling me about work and clocking in and all this shit. And I'm just like, hey, I did the same thing and made the same amount and saw the country and did this. And, you know, it's all for me. Like, I made 100% of the profit. You feel me? So, like, that's what keep me motivated. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? This shit, we breaking barriers. We breaking industries. You know what I mean? Like, we breaking mental barriers, we breaking stereotypes. And it's funny, right? Because I'm just a rapper, right? But even with that, like, that's breaking stereotypes. You know what I mean? So it's like the type of stereotypes we want to break. You know what I'm saying? I feel like the niggas in our generation is slave to, like, tradition and shit like that. You know what I mean? So we just trying to show them you could break past all that and shake up all these industries. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what we're on. That's what we on.
Absolutely. I fuck with that. No shade to the white man, but you know what I'm saying? I don't work for the white man and I don't plan on going back no time. So, you know, 3 years, I ain't been working for the white man. So I feel that as far as creating other avenues that people just aren't aware of to sustain life, like it's possible.
Hell yeah. It's really just all about what you want to do. Mm-hmm. That sounds cliche, but that's the real statement here. Like, niggas turn like, you know, like, don't let this government and shit or just this society dictate your life, bro. Right. Like, figure out what you want to do, bro. And then, like, be willing to put up with the grind of how to get there. You feel me? Like, that's all it is. Like, none of this shit bother me because, like, it's what I want to do. And, like, everything that's coming with it is, like, you know what I mean? Like, I signed up for, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like, hell yeah, this shit cool for me. So just everybody figure out what you want to do. If that shit required, like, you got to do some shit at work, at a job, don't feel bad. Or don't feel like you tweaking or some shit or you less with the movement or some shit. You just got to do what you got to do. Know what you're looking at while you in there. You know what I'm saying? And then, like, do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't get tricked.
I love it. So what else can we expect from you this year? You got any more visuals dropping soon?
Oh, hell yeah. I got 3 albums coming.
Damn.
So I got a collab project with my label mates and my cousins. Them, you know what I'm saying? Shout out Jug. Shout out Double O. You feel me? Shout out Tino. We got a collab project coming. You know what I'm saying? So get that wrist work project. That's finna come. Then, you know what I'm saying? I got my 2 projects. I got the EP coming in October, and I'm going to drop the full length in November. Until that, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, we're going to drop hella videos for sure. We still got some more shows. I'm in New York on the 27th.
Nice.
Performing at Babies. It's in Manhattan.
Nice.
And then we hear us in Chicago at Sub T on the 29th. So come check that out with motherfucking, what's my nigga name? Rob Banks. We opening with my nigga Rob Banks. This other nigga named Craigan. He like a new nigga. I don't listen to rappers. So I don't, like, I know Rob Banks because he was out when I did listen to rap. Okay. I don't listen to these new niggas, man. A couple niggas. I listen to, like, Drakeo the Ruler. I listen to ESTG. I listen to Babyface Ray. But anyway. But, yeah, check us out on the 29th. We at Sub T. On the 27th, if you're in New York, you're in NY. I'm going to put this on the ground. So all my niggas in Philly and East Coast, come check us out. We at Babies on the 27th. So
you doing your shit.
Hell, yeah. Trying to stay afloat. Hell, yeah.
No, that's dope as fuck. You been there before to New York?
Yeah, I've been to New York. Yeah, for sure. I got niggas in Harlem. Hell,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you finna turn up.
Try to, hell yeah. Try to stay safe. I'll be out the way for real. I'm like, you know, the Drake bar. While my closest friends out partying, I'm here making all the music that they party to. Like, you know, that's been like that. I'm like that nigga, so for real. So
that is shit. No, that is what's up though. I mean, I'm happy for you. That's lit. You doing your shit, you know, you flying out of states, you performing at, you know, different clubs and stuff at other places. Like, that's very motivating for other artists that's just trying to merge into the lane, you know.
Hell yeah, for sure, for sure. Hell yeah, for sure. Other artists, hell yeah.
For sure, I fuck with that. Well, I definitely appreciate you for sliding on Pillow Talk Podcast.
Shout out my girl Robin, hey, you know what I'm saying? Thanks for having me, though. Thanks for having me.
No, thank you for coming. I know you probably be super busy and shit, but I really appreciate it. Shout out your manager.
Shout out my nigga. Shout out GFB King, my nigga Isaac.
Shout out that man.
Shout out Isaac.
He definitely was going back and forth from the phone. So shout out to him. He's a great manager. He's doing his shit for sure.
For sure.
But I love to see it, black man. Keep doing your shit. Keep inspiring. Keep going. I love to see it for sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love to see it. Like, you killing in the media. You know what I'm saying? We got to applaud you before we go, too. So
thank you. Oh.
Media queen coming up.
Period. Okay. No, for real, y'all. Make sure y'all tap in. I definitely got his IG scrolling here on the bottom of the screen. So make sure you guys follow him. All of his stuff is on all streaming platforms. So make sure y'all check that out. The Wicker Park still banging for me. I ain't gonna lie.
Hell yeah.
I turned that on and I was like,
oh. Hell yeah. That song is fire.
Okay. But all your stuff is fire for sure. I'm gonna try to come to the performance. You said you're doing it in the city.
Yeah, 29th. We at Sub T.
Sub T.
That's in Wicker Park. So I might perform Wicker Park.
I mean, you might Wicker as well go and just throw it on there. You feel me? I definitely wanna come and cover that. That sounds like gonna be
fun. Hell yeah, bet. Slide, I get you a ticket for sure. So let me know.
Let me know for sure. I'm coming.
Bet.
Thank y'all so much, everybody that tuned in tonight. Make sure y'all share this. Of course, this will be on iHeartRadio as well, so y'all don't want to miss that. You guys can tap in with your girl, Pillow Talk Podcast, everywhere. And, of course, YouTube, Robin Yvette, sending love and light to all of y'all. Peace out.
See, when I ain't had no money, I still had sauce.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you don't got no sauce, then you're lost.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also get lost in the sauce.